You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 197. I always say that social media should be the handshake and invitation to continue the conversation elsewhere, and that somewhere else should be your website. Now, when was the last time you gave your website some love and attention? I mean, chances are it deserves it. It's a place that we have the most control over people's experiences with us and our content, and yet it's often overlooked and neglected. I mean, I'm talking at you, people who haven't updated their website in a year or two. I mean, are you feeling uncomfortable when somebody asks you, what's your website? And you like don't want to tell them because you're like, no, don't go there. Just head to my Instagram. It's a little more current. Like, I want to change that today. And so today I'm going to talk to you about five easy ways that you can update your website that are going to make the biggest impact on converting visitors to actual fans and paying clients. Before we dive on in, I want to share today's review. It is from Kyella E, and it is called Building Me Up. It says, hey, Jenna, I just wanted to send a thank you your way. You and your podcast have given me the confidence and encouragement that I needed to finally start my own business. I just set up my website and am more than excited to see how it grows and where this newfound confidence takes me. Thank you a million times. Thank you, Kyella E, and thank you to everyone who is taking time to leave reviews. I read every single one of them, and it just keeps me going and inspired to create content just like today's show for you. So without further ado, let's dive on in. Five easy ways you can update your website today. Are you guys ready? Let's do this.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Big thank you to Finn, the on-demand assistant, for supporting Gold Digger. While you're out there goal setting and dream chasing, Finn will help you tackle that work. It's on demand and you only pay for what you use. And as a listener to my show, I've arranged for you to try Finn for free. Just use my link, finn.com/golddigger.
We're so grateful the Neat Company is supporting Gold Digger. The Neat Company provides small businesses, accountants, and bookkeepers a cloud-based expense and document management system. For a 30-day free trial, visit neat.com/golddigger. That's neat.com/golddigger.
Number one, give it a simple facelift. I think far too often we make updating our websites this entirely daunting task, and then guess what? We never get around to it because it's so overwhelming and we just don't know where to start. So instead of overcomplicating things, I think it's important that we spend just a little time making small tweaks that could make a huge impact. The first step, the easiest one, update your bio photo. I'd place a bet that yours is maybe a few years old, like mine, and this simple step can make things feel fresher and up to date right away. You could take it a step further and challenge yourself to update 5 to 10 other images on your site. Most people wait until they have time for a full rebrand or they're able to update all of their galleries or product photos, but even a few changes can make it feel like an entirely new website. Now that you've got some fresh images, let's take a look at updating some of the brand statements on your site, and specifically your homepage. Are they clear and concise? Do they even exist? If you don't have a brand statement, check out some previous podcast episodes I've done, like going all the way back to episode number 2 with my very own web designer, Jen Olmsted, all about creating an unforgettable brand. Or even episode number 59, where I talk about why you need a brand and not a business. That's seriously one of my favorite episodes. So when you start to think about updating your website, just switching out a few photos with more recent ones and thinking about how are you communicating what you do and who it's for the second somebody lands in your site, man, that is like the easiest way you can update things to give them a fresh feel and to make it more effective. And if you are rebranding and updating your site, you have to check out my favorites. So if you've ever been to my website or my husband's website, thekutchermethod.com, our friends Jen Olmsted and Jeff Shipley of Tonic Site Shop designed our sites. Like, we love these guys. I get asked about my website all of the time. And the coolest thing that they did is that they designed a collection of customizable websites that are super stunning and wicked easy to update. Like, I can jump on in and create a brand new page in about 20 minutes. Seriously, half of the pages on my website I created just off of the templates that Jen and Jeff have made. So if you need a little bit of help in this area and you maybe can't afford to hire a designer for a custom website, head to jennakutcher.com/tonic, T-O-N-I-C, to save $100 on your site and to learn more about our all-time favorite designers, Jeff and Jen. Okay? Just a little tidbit, because everyone always asks me, who designed your site? Who designed your site? And so go back to episode 2 to hear from Jennifer herself, but also head to jennakutcher.com/tonic to get more info. Number 2, evaluate the process of opting in from start to finish. Okay, let's talk about email lists. Hey, how is your website doing? Is it turning that traffic into subscribers? Are you converting that traffic? Do you even know how much traffic you have? Slapping a little simple sign up for my email list box is not enough, my friends. If we want to be successful in converting someone onto our email list, which in my opinion should be your number one goal, then we have to be a little more in their face about it. I can't even tell you how many websites I've been to where I have wanted to sign up for more information, and I couldn't even figure out how. We can't make this mistake because people do not have the patience. They're not going to dig deeper or search all of the pages. They will click away so fast, and they might never land on our site again. At a minimum, if you follow my list building strategies, your email signup form needs to live, one, prominently on the homepage of your website. And when I say prominently, that means like don't bury it in the footer. Number 2, on your About Me page. Did you know that that is like the most visited page on your website and an awesome place to invite people to subscribe to your email list? You also should have it linked on social media pages, in calls to action on blog posts, in pop-ups on different articles, even in your email signature. Now, for what I call the mom test, love you, mom, you can ask someone who is not familiar with your website and have them jump on it and just watch how they work through your page. Don't talk them through it. I want for you to see, how easy is it for somebody to sign up? Take their feedback and make adjustments if it's not 100% a seamless process. I literally have my mom jump on my website and I'll just sit next to her and I'll watch to see, what does she click on? Where does she get confused? Where is she challenged to just sign off because it doesn't make sense anymore? And the mom test is an awesome way to kind of discover kinks that you didn't even realize existed in your website. Because when you build it or when you are intimately involved in the design, a lot of times the things that are super common sense to you don't necessarily translate to somebody who's not familiar with your brand. And so I want for you to think about, how can you take signing up for your newsletter to the next level? Like, you might have heard me talk about pop-ups, and I know that some of you are totally uncomfortable with how in-your-face this strategy might feel. But here's the thing. I know I create awesome content that serves my audience, and I want as many people to receive it that are interested in it. The fact is that so many people who would love my emails just didn't even know that I write weekly love letters. And I want you to be excited about your email list and treat it like it's a gift for people, because it is. Like, you're showing up and serving to them. The other thing to know is that pop-ups just plain work. Their conversions are really successful. And because list building is my number one priority in my business, I'm okay if I'm attracting the right people and repelling the people that aren't the right target audience for my business. Like, I am serious about attracting and repelling. I don't just say it. I'm like, cool with it. Currently, we're adding about 1,200 new people to my newsletter every month. Just with our pop-up strategy, just with that one strategy, 1,200 every month. We use a site called Opt-in Monster, and it allows you to get super targeted with your opt-in strategy. We have about 10 main buckets of topics that I teach on and have a freebie related to each one. So whenever I blog or podcast about one of those topics, the correlating freebie has a pop-up attached to it in the blog post or the show notes so that the reader, who we assume is already likely interested in this topic, can opt in to get my awesome freebie that's in line with this subject. If you want to see how this works, head to JennaKutcherBlog.com/website and you can just see it in action. And hey, maybe you'll even opt in. I don't know. You can also create a pop-up for any traffic that is referred to you from a certain site or for a general topic. If you are in launch mode, say, and you're promoting something really big and you want every single person who visits your site to be notified of that opportunity, you can also install what we like to call cookies and not the chocolate chip kind. So if someone has already opted in and comes to see your site often, they're not going to constantly be bothered with future pop-ups. So you're able to kind of create rules that say, if this person opted in for this freebie, give them this pop-up next time they visit in order to cross-promote to other products or services. Like, you can get so detailed here, and it's a great way to make sure that you're capturing as many people that visit your site as possible. I know a lot of times people talk about the number of views they get, but what I'm more curious about is, like, how are those views converting onto your email list, and how is that email list converting into sales? Like, popular doesn't pay the bills, right? And so we have to be super smart that our website is this conversion machine where we are taking these people who are just viewing it and we're saying, I want an opportunity to serve you better. And I want an opportunity to invite you to enjoy different products or offers that might help you. Number three, change your headlines and conclusions. The next way I'm going to talk about updating your website is for you to take a fresh look at all of your headlines and conclusions. Why is it so important? Have you ever read a compelling headline and you want to know the answer so bad that you simply scrolled to the bottom of the post looking for the quickest result? My guess is yes. And that is why it is so important that you start and end every page of your site strongly. So maybe you're wondering, well, how do I write strong headlines? The crazy truth is that if you don't have a strong headline, no one's ever going to read your awesome content. I always say that we should start with the headlines and spend almost as much time crafting just that one line as we do the actual content. Because what we've learned is, like, what good is an awesome blog post if no one actually is interested enough to click through and read it? One of the best ways to get better at writing headlines is to start to pay attention to what types of posts you actually click through to read. What words do they use? Are there any commonalities? Start to write down strong copy and tweak it and make it your own. Strong headlines are clever. They use triggers. They spark curiosity and make us wonder what is waiting for us inside of the post. A lot of times as I'm writing subject lines for emails or even podcast titles or blog post titles, I'll Google headlines, and there are some amazing ones. If you guys Google National Enquirer headlines, it's hilarious. It's like, there's an alien living in my body. But at the same point too, I'm like, I want to know more about this. And so really start to pay attention to clickbait and the way that you fall prey to it. And I'm not saying to write clickbait, but I'm saying to get very strategic with what the titles are that you're using in order to get people to get to your content. And I promise you have to deliver that content if you ever want to hear from them again. So here are a few ideas to get your wheels turning when it comes to evaluating headlines and conclusions on your site. You want to pique interest. You could say things like 10 things you never knew about, or the number one question I get asked, or the biggest secret to, or 5 things everyone should know about. You could also teach something like the best cheat sheet for, or a free guide to blank strategy, or how to solve insert problem, or here's my exact guide to dot, dot, dot. Lastly, you can spark curiosity, like 12 things you'd never guess about me, or the biggest mistake you might be making right now, or the never told secret to XYZ. Now, it's not good enough to just have a strong headline. We also have to deliver that content. But the next important part is a strong conclusion. If you look at all of the content on my blog, I'll end with a concluding paragraph summing up what the post was about, and I will ask people to take action in some way as it relates to the post content. I'll include a way for people to opt in so that they can continue the conversation, and often end with a question to invite people to engage and comment on the post. So, how can you take action on this advice? I want for you to check out your most read blog posts. Use Google Analytics. If you listen to our SEO episode, you are likely set up on Google Analytics now, and go back and breathe new life into them. Could you make a stronger headline? Could you add a more compelling conclusion? Do you have a way for people to opt in to continue the conversation? All of these pieces of the puzzle can really, really add up to make sure that you are getting a hold of that traffic in the best way possible and that people are staying on your website a little bit longer. Now, if you're wondering what we use for a website platform, we use Showit. And I love Showit. I've used Squarespace. I've used WordPress. I've used all the things in the past, but I sincerely love Showit. Drew's website is also on Showit, and it's actually a drag and drop thing. So if you're curious about what I use or you want to learn about more, you can get 10% off of a year of Showit using the code GOLDDIGGER. Head to showit.co. It's showit.co. Use the code GOLDDIGGER. Enjoy 10% off. It's my favorite. And I really genuinely love the people behind Showit. They're pretty cool too.
You know I'm a numbers girl, but bookkeeping can be time-consuming and stressful, and it takes time away from the other important parts of my business. The Neat Company can help you streamline your accounting process with its cloud-based expense and document management system. Neat extracts key information from your documents, provides real-time insights, and eliminates time-consuming data entry into accounting system using their patented ID2 technology. Here's how it works. You can snap a photo of a receipt from your phone, or scan, email, or directly upload into documents. Then Neat reads the information off of the paper, puts it in a database in the cloud, and integrates it with your accounting systems. The technology intuitively classifies documents and populates key data fields to help you organize and categorize financial information. You can access your documents from any device, so it's a true efficiency hack for entrepreneurs and small businesses. For a 30-day free trial from the Neat Company, head to Neat.com/GoldDigger. Again, get your 30-day free trial. Visit Neat.com/GoldDigger.
Gold diggers, I am all about efficiency, especially when it comes to running my business and getting the most out of my time. I'm a huge fan of virtual tools and resources to get stuff done, and Finn is one of those tools. Finn is a virtual assistant that's available on demand 24/7 and can do everything from send emails, pay bills, set reminders for important dates, and so much more. Finn is great for the gold digger on the rise who needs a little help but doesn't necessarily have a full 40 hours of work for an assistant. That's where Finn works so well. Outsourcing those daily tasks, even scheduling a doctor's appointment, booking a flight, ordering supplies for your office, all of that frees you up to get back to the heart and soul of your business. You only pay for what you use, and you don't need to invest in recruiting, hiring, and training an assistant. Finn can save me 10 plus hours per week, and I know Finn will help you to be more productive so you can grow your business. That's why I've arranged for all of you to try Finn for free. Just use my link, finn.com/golddigger. That's finn.com/golddigger to try Finn for free. Again, finn.com/golddigger. Now get out and enjoy. Number four, update the number one visited page on your website. Did you know that your About Me page is the number one visited page on your website? This just proves my theory that people want to buy from people and brands and not just businesses. They want to see the face and feel a connection behind the content that they are reading. I mean, my question for you is this: do you have a business, like products, services, offers, or do you have a true brand? And a true brand is the personality behind those products, services, and offers. And if you have a true brand, chances are people are clicking to that bio or about page because they care more about the person and the heart and the human behind it than they actually do about what you're selling. And so let's talk about ways that you can update that bio page. When you write your bio copy, I want for you to write it as though you're sitting next to someone new at a party and they just asked, "What do you do?" Imagine that they don't yet follow you on social media. They've never heard your name or visited your corner of the web. They probably don't know who you are, what you do, or how you serve and show up in the world. If you start with just like a boring little intro, you might not ever get a chance to share the why behind what you do or who you are, and you'll never be able to share your passion. And so instead, like, keep it light. Use your own voice like you speak to your friends and share who it is that you are beyond the work that you do. Like, people are going to expect to hear about your product, service, or business, but what they won't expect is that your personality shines through above all of that. And that is what is going to keep them reading. Remember that this page is not meant to be written for everyone, and instead you need to focus on writing for your ideal clients. Don't write for your mom. Don't write for your college roommates. Don't write for the clients you currently have, but write for those clients that you want. Chances are, if you are pleasing everyone, you're likely pleasing no one. And so remember, take my advice. Take it, take it, take it. It is okay to attract and repel. Like, actually repel. Like, make people say, like, "She is not the person for me." People say that about me every single day, but it makes more room for the people that are right. So maybe tell us something that we don't expect, or something that makes us curious about you, or something that you're obsessed about that has nothing to do with your work. Like, this is the handshake that is meant to encourage a further conversation to come in the future. And so often we lead with our products or our services or our offers that people, if they're not currently on the market for those things, they just tune us out because there's no other commonalities that would lead them to want to continue that conversation. So here are a few of the prompts that I love to encourage my students to use when they're revamping their bios. Things like, "Most days you can find me." Like I say, "Most days you can find me cuddled up on the couch with my two rescue dogs working behind my computer screen with a cold cup of coffee next to me, because let's be honest, I can never drink it while it's hot." The next prompt is, "I am mostly known for." What are you known for beyond what you sell? I am mostly known for being a yoga pants connoisseur, a mac and cheese obsessed eater, and a lover of puppy kisses. Cool, right? people often refer to me as. So that's a really great prompt to kind of take what other people have said about you, or to almost give yourself a title or a reputation without making it feel like you're bragging about yourself. People often refer to me as the girl who took a $300 Craigslist camera and turned it into a seven-figure empire while living in a tiny little town. I love serving the world by. This is an awesome prompt because not only does it show that you're not just about selling, but it kind of gives people a view of your heart. So I love serving the world by creating free education and resources to inspire other entrepreneurs to lead authentic, profitable, sustainable businesses. Guys, like, I am not reading notes on this. This is exactly what I say. And these prompts really help direct that conversation. The things I am most passionate about in life are, so for me, the things I'm most passionate about in life are marriage and promoting positive marriages, sharing about body image and the struggle that comes along with it, but encouraging others to find confidence within and helping other people see that there is the ability to chase their dreams and to make a living doing it. And then another prompt, when I am not busy, blank, you can find me. When I am not busy working behind my computer screen, you can find me on the beaches of Hawaii, our favorite place on earth. And as a blank, I have been featured, showcased, and honored by blank. So this is your chance to include your little Grammy moment. So as a wedding photographer, I've been featured as the top wedding photographer by Wisconsin Bride for 4 years in a row. Something like that, where it's like, okay, do you want a cookie? But really, like, it's kind of cool to list out some of those accomplishments so that people can see that you really are legit. So real quick, I'll run through those one more time. Most days you can find me. I am mostly known for. People often refer to me as. I love serving the world by. The things I am most passionate about in life are, when I am not busy, blank, you can catch me, blank. And as a blank, I have been featured, showcased, or honored, blank, where you can share your work. Cool, right? Like, this is like Mad Libs for creating an epic bio. And finally, do not miss the opportunity to have a way for them to opt in on this page. So let's say that it's the only page on your site that they ever get to. We want to make sure that you have the chance to capture them so that you can continue this conversation. Include a link to your best freebie or at minimum your email newsletter, and also lead them through your site once they've learned more about you. What's next? Can you direct them to your most popular blog post to put your best foot forward? Maybe your goal is to grow one of your social media accounts. Like, make sure you are telling people where to go next after they land on your bio page. Now, number five is this. Add social proof to your site. And the final tip I have for you is to use those testimonials. So what is social proof? It is the testimonials and the praise that you've gotten from people who have worked with you in the past in their own words. Now, the key here is to make sure that it is on every single page where people might make a sales decision, and not just buried under a reviews or a testimonial page. Why? Because people just aren't going to always click there and read them. We want this information to be present when they are making a decision on if they should take any action with your business. Social proof can help drive people to make a purchasing decision, and we want this to be in your favor, whether it's signing up for an email list, purchasing from us, or choosing to follow us on social media. Slide in testimonials into your sales copy, onto your bio page, in sidebars or footers of pages, and anywhere else you can naturally integrate them. If you need help gaining quality testimonials, I'll link to my testimonial quick start guide in the show notes, and you can download my step-by-step process for obtaining killer testimonials from your clients that will help prospects say, heck yes, I want to hire her, when they read them sprinkled throughout your site. Again, the show notes are available at jennakutcherblog.com/website. So just head there. You'll get access to my testimonial quick start guide. It is an awesome guide that actually includes an email template that you can use and send out to past clients in order to get the best testimonials, ones that you can use everywhere. Now, a couple other ways that you can add social proof is to include numbers where you can. People find safety in numbers. So if you can say, if 1,000 others have experienced your product or service and you have that in your sales copy, people are going to find more comfort in making that same decision. Another way to add social proof other than testimonials is to mention places you've been published or big brands you've been worked with or sites you've been featured on. Scattering these details where you can will help impact conversions and will help people have confidence when they go to choose to work with you. Again, make sure this information is on pages other than just a formal testimonial or featured on page that people probably won't click around and get to after all. So there you guys have it. Here is a recap of my top 5 ways that you can easily update your website today. Number 1, give it a simple facelift, swap out photos, change around some copy, and make it feel brand new. Number 2, evaluate the process of opting in from start to finish. Are you giving people invitations to sign up to connect with you on a deeper level? Number 3, change your headlines and conclusions. Make sure you're spending time writing compelling headlines and following up your posts with awesome conclusions that invite people to continue to take action with you and your brand. Number 4, update the number 1 visited page on your website. Spend a little bit of time updating your bio. Make sure you don't have statements on there that are like, well, duh, I hope she likes using a camera or documenting stories, and make it a place of true connection. And number 5, add social proof to your site and add it everywhere. Again, 2 of my favorite resources. You can save $100 off of a Tonic website. This is from the designer who designed my own website. Head to jennakutcher.com/tonic for more information. And then if you're curious about the website platform that both Drew and I use, you can head to showit.co and use the code GOLDDIGGER for 10% off of an annual subscription of Show It. We love Tonic and Show It. They work hand in hand. Amazing people and amazing, amazing businesses. And I just want to encourage you today, if you're feeling like your site is a little bland, or you're knowing that you haven't updated it in a while and you're feeling guilty about it, set aside a few hours of your time and you can make a huge impact to just freshen things up. Don't let this fall to the bottom of your list. Don't rely solely on social media. Your website is your home and your corner of the world wide web. And I want it to be a place where you are so proud to send people to. And so I hope today's show inspires you, encourages you, and gets you out there so that the next time somebody asks, what is your website, you can respond proudly. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And I look forward to connecting to you on my website at jennakutcher.com. Take a look around. We have made it such a fun place for you with things like quizzes and the ability to get more free content just like this show. I mean, shameless plug, but totally worth it, right? I will see you guys on the World Wide Web. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.